most people know now that we received a special allocation from the legislature to become a preeminent public research university. Many of us think that UF is already a preeminent university, but we want to be a top 10. And if you believe the rankings, U.S. News and World Report and others, this year we're 14th, which is pretty nice to be there, but we want to be better. And you do that by hiring even more preeminent faculty. And so we came up with various initiatives. I'm proud to say across campus there's about 12 of them, and IFAS is leading two and involved in five. And the two that we're leading is the Food Systems Hub, and the other is our Plant Genomics. And I'm happy to report that we were able to hire the director of our Food Systems Hub, Jim Anderson, who had a long academic career as an agriculture economist, and now for a number of years has been on the with the World Bank as a natural resource economist specializing in fisheries around the world. But he is the perfect person to lead this grand challenge.
Payne says Anderson will be in charge of bringing together their experts in agriculture, pathogens, food safety, water, ag law, environmental policy, supply chains, and more to try and address this question.
Which I can summarize in just one sentence, and that is, you know, how are we going to feed 9 billion people in 40 years and protect the ecosystem services like water that makes agriculture possible in the first place and deliver that food in a safe and secure way in a worldwide efficient and safe distribution system under an umbrella of dramatic climate change? That's the issue, and it's going to impact all of us. And the good news is that we have scientists at our land-grant universities across this country and right here at the University of Florida that can address a lot of these issues. And it ties back to that global challenge about our undergraduates, because we need people to understand that it's not just an agricultural problem. It's a natural resources problem. It's a human health problem. It's a socio-political problem. It's an engineering problem. And that's why we need to get everybody to understand it and work across the disciplines on campus, make sure we're also training our future leaders.
Anderson starts his job at UF on December 1st. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.